Voters will decide on Prop 8 in less than 2 weeks. We take a look at the support for the Limits on Dialysis Clinics Revenue and Required Refunds Initiative. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Nancy Brazemer, President of the California Alliance for Retired Americans. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this initiative, what it would do.
Well, it's attempting to control the high costs of the dialysis to begin with and require more reporting. It sounds a little business-like, but they are charging over $150,000 a year for many patients, which comes out of their health insurance or perhaps their Medicare, Medi-Cal, and that jacks up the cost of those programs for everybody else because the dialysis program is so expensive, and these companies are making buckets of money because of that. And yet, we've been told, and it's been reported by the dialysis patients who have worked with us on this initiative, that the clinics are not clean. They have seen bugs and roaches running around. They're not staffed adequately so that patients who are in dialysis treatment at the time don't have attention like they should to make sure everything is working right. Like if there's an emergency in another area, that person has to go, that nurse, and then they leave patients unattended. It's evidently a very tricky situation with the blood exchange. You have to be very careful. It's not cleaned because there's not time to clean the equipment adequately, and patients are worrying that they will, get an infection or some dangerous disease and just make their situation entirely worse. So we're attempting to put some controls on that situation and require greater staffing. And there's still some incentives in the program that will allow these companies to make their money. So it's quite a concern because it seems to be coming more and more prevalent that people are having these kinds of blood-related and kidney-related problems.
Now, some of the arguments against Prop 8, which do come from the clinics themselves, say that this may make the dialysis clinics be forced to make cutbacks in care. What is your stance on that?
Well, we feel this is just a scare tactic, because if they have to limit the number of patients they handle at a time, as an example, their nurse staffing ratio on a particular treatment section, that they will have to have another employee, which will cut into their profits.
What about the impact on healthcare workers? What does if Prop 8 passes?
Well, the workers right now are terribly heavy. They have heavy assignments, and by having one more nurse in the area, they share the number of patients that are being on dialysis at one time.
Do you think that? Go ahead.
Well, they work like they're in large rooms, so they can be observed. But if there's a problem with one of the machines or a patient, then there's only one person to deal with it,
mm-hmm, right?
And the other people are, not getting observation and direct attention, and we feel that staffing is not adequate to take care of the number of patients that they work with at a time.
Well, we appreciate you talking with us this morning and giving us some insight on the proponents for Prop 8, and we will see how things happen in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Nancy Brazemer is the president of the California Alliance for Retired Americans in support of Proposition 8, which is the Limits on Dialysis Clinics Revenue and Required Refunds Initiative.